Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. That's right, CJ got a podcast, everybody. How y'all doing today? It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, man. I woke up today full of life. It's a beautiful Friday morning. The weather is amazing. I did my devotion this morning and God spoke to me in many different ways, teaching me about relationships, because I've been praying with a friend about relationships. I basically were praying that God should teach us how to make better relationships in life, you know, especially since we are, you know, walking towards the path of finding, you know, who God has appointed to be, or the person that you're going to live life with, like a better half someday. It's very important that you dedicate time to ask God exactly guidance towards that direction. And it's been great. I've been learning a lot about myself, learning a lot about what a true and meaningful relationship should be like. So yeah, this morning God taught me something, you know, new as well, which I'm definitely going to tap into that on the live show tomorrow. So I get a bet on all of you guys to catch up our live episode tomorrow, live Facebook live session. We're gonna have beautiful conversations. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here again, just like I am every other morning, where I come to you to just speak to you guys from the heart. The past 2 days I have not released an episode because work has been crazy. It's been crazy, but thank God all that craziness is out of the way and we're getting back to normal now. Okay, so we're getting back to the way things are supposed to be. We're here. Today I want us to talk a little bit about respect. Okay, now respect is one of the things that people struggle with in terms of demanding it and also giving it. Okay, so today I want us to talk a little about respect, and I want us to look at the importance of respecting yourself. Okay, because it has an effect of making people realize how much they need to respect you. Okay, to begin with, above all things, respect yourself. Above all things, you gotta respect yourself. So today we're going to talk about the importance of respecting yourself. Now, no doubt about it, yeah, you deserve respect, but you've got to stop settling for lies and betrayal and neglect. It all starts with you though, because if you're walking around and giving off this spirit of lack of self-esteem and giving off the vibe of not having self-confidence, no self-pride or self-worth, guess what's going to happen? People can actually see that. They can smell it. And they're definitely going to prey on it. Whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a business, whether it's at your job, whether it's with your family or with your friends, if you do not respect yourself, I promise you, nobody else is going to respect you. You're going to be out here looking for somebody to give you, you know, pity or to give you a handout of respect. But it's not supposed to be that way. So today, I want you to tell yourself, no, you deserve respect. But for you to get that respect, you've got to demand it. You've got to stand up tall. You've got to walk with your head up high. Everything can change right now. I promise you that. If you make the choice, if you make that decision to say, enough is enough. And in that relationship, when that person keeps coming to you wrong, you finally say, no, you're going to stop talking to me like that right now. You're going to stop treating me like that right now, because I'm better than that. I'm a human being just like you are. You're not better than me. You're not a god. And for way too long, I've been worshiping you. I've been giving you every ounce of me, and you're not giving me any of you. You've been treating me like dirt. You've been treating me like trash. And that stops right now, because I deserve respect. Let your actions speak louder than your words from today. I promise, when people start seeing you move different, it changes the entire energy. It changes the entire makeup of the relationship. And I want you to understand today that you have that power. Because if you're in a relationship and then you're totally respecting this person and that person is not reciprocating or respecting you back, then you actually have nothing. You deserve respect. So it's time for you, this very moment, to start demanding it. In your relationships, if you're working on a job and you've been giving everything that you have and you don't feel like it's been reciprocated, then it might be time to have that conversation. Okay? It's time for you to stand up for yourself. And don't get me wrong, I don't mean, you know, you go and start doing crazy things or being disrespectful and get yourself in a situation where you might get fired or let go. But you can actually stand up for yourself. You can speak up for yourself in a direct tone and make sure that your boss, you know, and make sure that your manager, make sure that they respect you and know that you stand for something. Because I promise you, people will walk all over you and not even think twice about it. That's the world we live in. It's that mean. So if you're on the path, if you're, they notice that you're the path to least resistance, guess what? That's where all the drama is going to come from. That's where all the negative, you know, energy is going to come from. And that's where all the BS is going to come from. So I need you to make sure you carry yourself in a manner that makes and forces people to respect you because you deserve it. So respect yourself and others will respect you. And if they don't, you do not have to tolerate their lack of respect or their disrespect. Now, this is what I want you to do for me today. Today, I want you to give the gift of your absence to those who do not appreciate your presence. I want to say that again. That sounds like a bar. I need you to give the gift of your absence to those who do not appreciate your presence. For far too long, it's been all about them. And you've been a doormat. You know, you guys know I like to say that, right? And if you're gonna be a doormat, having the, you know, the word welcome tattooed on your forehead, then we're done. You deserve respect. And it's time for you to start walking as if you're the most respected person on this planet. Today, I need you to turn your confidence levels up. Turn your self-worth level up. Turn your self-esteem level up. And once you do that, what's going to happen is you find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. You deserve respect. And now is the time for you to pick yourself up and go snatch it. Today is a great day to win. Let's go. My name is CJ, and that's my take. Until next time, peace.